This book is dedicated to Danelle and Valentine. You are my sun and moon. Introduction. The word selfish and the phrase change the world don't immediately appear to belong together. Selfish sounds like self-dealing and indifference. Change the world sounds like self-denial and martyrdom. I once thought that if I ever wanted to change the world, I would have to become a malaria-infected social worker in Ethiopia. I operated from a zero-sum perspective in which the time and talent I might invest to improve the lives of others would somehow register as a loss in my personal account. Changing the world was the work of selfless and sacrificial people, not someone like me who is mostly ambitious for things that benefit me. I thought giving myself to the problems of others would somehow keep me from achieving the things I wanted in life. This perspective is completely wrong. Changing the world is one of the most selfish things you can do. The S word often comes up when we talk about changing the world. Should is one of the worst words in the English language. No one likes to hear it. Whenever I do, I tense up and automatically want to do the exact opposite. You should go to the gym. You should try and relax. You shouldn't get involved in things you don't understand. You shouldn't stand so close to the edge of the electric eel tank. I don't like to be told what to do. Almost no one does. So I'm not going to should on you in this book. Instead, I'm going to let you in on something I know you can benefit from. I'm going to show you the front door to meaning and purpose. We tend to look at all problems through two lenses. Salience and proximity. By salience, I mean the relative importance of the problem, such as the difference between receiving a 2% latte when you ordered an almond milk latte and losing your job. Two problems with a very sizable difference in importance. By proximity, I mean the distance of the problem from you, as seen in the difference in your feelings about your job loss and the situation of an enslaved Cambodian man forced to fish for the prawns on your lunch salad. Two problems, one close, one seemingly distant. These two lenses that we all use, saliency and proximity, allow us to prioritize problems and enable us to be functional and productive. We take care of the most salient and proximate problems first, and then, if we have anything left over, we try to address the less important and distant problems. This is a reasonable way to live, but it misses one very important detail. It's nearly impossible to find purpose in life while avoiding the problems of others. I learned this the hard way. I was in the middle of a music career and possessed a very clear idea about how my life should go when I first started hearing about the distant proximity and infuriating salience problems of those trapped inside modern-day slavery. Once I learned about this injustice and then saw it for myself, I became convinced that these problems were somehow both highly salient and highly proximate to my life. I knew I had to do something, so I took a chance by allowing a problem I've never had to face personally weave itself into my life. I wanted to give more than money. I wanted to give some of myself. Not all of myself, just some. So I created a way to contribute who I am to the problem, which I talk about later in the book. This reconfiguration of salience and proximity.